This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you very much for listening, and I especially thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. It's the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay on Northdale Mabry. Ask for Sean Sullivan. He is not only the general manager, but he also is a big supporter of mine. He has his own podcast on joebucksfan.com, and he would love to know about your interest in getting either into a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle of another make and model that he has on the lot. This is a process I went through a little more than 6 months ago. I just went through this process. I had a 2014 Ford sedan with 100,000 miles on it. I traded it in for a 2018 Ford SUV with 40,000 miles on it. The process moved swiftly, fairly, because Sean Sullivan was involved. So you ask for him if you are interested in getting into a different vehicle via Bill Curry Ford. If you cannot get to Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. Grace knows me very well. Grace will make sure that you get time with Sean Sullivan and talk to him about your vehicle needs. Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa on Northdale Mabry. Brandon Legal Group, servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They are a full-service law firm. What does full-service mean? Well, let's see. It can mean divorce. It can mean post-judgment. It can mean child support adjustment. It can mean family law. Those are just a few examples. But you can fill in the blank yourself and get a free consultation by simply going to brandonlegalgroup.com, clicking the box that says request a free consultation, or call for one at 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Championship at the club at Eagle Brook, my 37th event since the Todd Wright Tour started back in October of 2015. I had no plans to do this many for this long. But as I tell my players, when people left that first event, they thanked me, they shook my hand, and they said, "When's the next one?" And they've been doing that now for almost 7 years. As long as they keep doing it, I have to provide them an answer and a golf tournament. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group for what they do in allowing me to keep that going. My email for golf purposes is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. You want to ask me about my golf tournaments? You want to ask about getting involved, your business with one of the golf tournaments? I work with so many local businesses to drive my players into local businesses. And we work out very amicable marketing agreements that are mutually beneficial. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Also, if you are a golf course operator and you want to host a Todd Wright Tour event, well, then please reach out at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. We're always looking for new quality golf courses to come to and play. For Toddcast purposes, please email at write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit because when I do this, most of you like it. Some of you don't, but 100% of the population doesn't agree on much these days. But most of you like when I pull back the curtain and I tell you about things that normally you don't hear about as it relates to the business of the media. If this doesn't appeal to you, I welcome you to come back for the next Todd Wright Toddcast. You can hit the stop button at any time if you don't like where this is going. But here is a true story. Back on January 13th of this year, I was scheduled to do a television segment. I was doing it from the comfort of my home, which basically all appearances I have made just about everywhere have been from my home for 2 years now. You can probably understand why. So I was using Skype or Zoom or some other form. You know what I'm talking about. And I had done this multiple times for this particular television station out of Orlando, where I was the first afternoon drive sports talk host in the mid-90s, hosting the sports drive on 5:40 a.m., which was a 50,000-watt signal, and I had one hell of an audience from 3 to 6 p.m. on weekdays for the better part of 2 years before the station was sold to a larger company, and that larger company came in and just fired everybody. Standard practice. I've been through it many times. So I still have quite the following in Orlando. I still spend time in Orlando. I know what's going on in Orlando. And I know some good people who work at this particular television station in Orlando. And they asked me many years ago, hey, would you help us out with these segments? Sure. This is back when I would drive from my home in Tampa to their studios downtown in Orlando to do two or three segments. Didn't pay a lot, but it was fun to do. Fun to help out people that I've known. Nice to be asked to do those sorts of things. You meet new people. You're on TV. Other people see you. It's good exposure. Nothing wrong with it. All right, so fast forward to January 13th. Of 2022, and I was scheduled to tape a segment where they use me and another member of the media, and we answer a question that is picked for us as a sports topic. The segment takes anywhere from 2 minutes to 3 minutes tops. This isn't that big of a deal. Here is the email I received from an executive producer at 12:31 p.m. that day. Hey guys, I have you scheduled for taping today at 3:15 p.m. Does that still work for you? Do either of you have a preference for topic? A couple I was thinking. The executive producer goes on, Milton back at UCF this weekend for the Hula Bowl. Definitely a feel-good story, but it's also Milton's chance to impress some NFL scouts. Do you see Milton as an NFL quarterback? Next line. Magic. We knew this was going to be a down year. Do they have the right pieces in place to be successful in future seasons? Final line of the email. Open to other thoughts too. Please let me know. Okay. So I read this and I take a look at the couple that the producer was thinking, and I think both of them stink. There's nothing there. But there's the open to other thoughts too. Please let me know. So here is my response to that executive producer. I'm good to go this afternoon. I'd love to talk about something involving the NFL playoffs. It's January 13th. We've already crowned a champion in college football. Seriously, what is everybody talking about in across the United States? The NFL playoffs. Think about it. Don't you want to tap into that? So, given the opportunity of none of the above, feeling as though the first two topics offer really nothing, I said, I'd love to talk about something involving the NFL playoffs. My email went on to say, since they start this week, and it is the first NFL playoff weekend with three primetime games, perhaps the topic could be, what team wins this weekend, gets hot in January, and makes a Super Bowl run? You know, like the Rams or the Bengals. Another possible NFL topic would be, quote, if Jim Harbaugh tells Stephen Ross he is leaving Michigan anyway, should Ross counteroffer anyone else for Jim Harbaugh to coach Miami? That was when that was in play. I ended the email by saying just my suggestions. You can talk about Milton and the NFL draft and the Magic anytime in the coming weeks. The response I got. Hey, Todd, if you're comfortable with it, I'd prefer to go the McKenzie Milton route with him playing in town this weekend. We have a few NFL elements in the show already, so we're covered there. Does this work for you? All right. So at this point, I realize I have two choices. Go with the segment and offer my honest opinion about, do you see Milton as an NFL quarterback? Or I ask out of the segment. Was anyone who follows football thinking McKenzie Milton was an NFL quarterback? I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked. Personally, I didn't see it. I started digging around. It wasn't there. And based on the history of the Hula Bowl, which had some traction until the mid-2000s as a college football all-star game played under college football rules, unlike the Senior Bowl, then the American Football Coaches Association ended its affiliation with the Hula Bowl in the mid-2000s, and subsequently the game went dormant after the AFCA ended their relationship with that college all-star game. The game came back right before the pandemic. Okay, bad timing. But also, really didn't seem to have much going for it. And then the stadium it was using in Hawaii was condemned because it was in such ill repair. The University of Hawaii football team doesn't even use it. There are plans to build an entirely new facility for, say, 2023. So the Hula Bowl had nowhere to go. And then suddenly, it ends up at UCF. I knew this game wasn't a big deal. I also knew they were inviting McKenzie Milton to play, hoping to generate some publicity, hoping to sell some tickets. It wasn't about McKenzie Milton being an NFL prospect. It was a publicity stunt. The game wasn't going to draw. It didn't. 24 hours before the game kicked off, the Hula Bowl desperately sent out a press release saying, if you have a UCF ID, you get in free. They were that desperate to get anybody in the stands. It didn't work. I wasn't about to go on television in Orlando and say, this game's a joke. They're using McKenzie Milton for publicity purposes, and he doesn't have a chance of being drafted in the NFL. As a matter of fact, no quarterback on either Hula Bowl roster, either team, had a chance of being drafted. That was my opinion. McKenzie Milton had been through enough. I didn't feel like saying that on Orlando television. It's amazing the kid came back. I was at the game in Tampa where he was hurt. UCF at USF. I was a ticketed fan. I know what it was like in the stands when that happened. It's incredible that kid came back. And what he did on the field late in that game for Florida State against Notre Dame, pushing that game to overtime. I don't want to say a negative word about him. But I also can't lie. You're basically asking me to legitimize the Hula Bowl and tell you Mackenzie Milton has an NFL future. I wrote the executive producer back and said my opinion would not be a popular one, so I would rather not express it. The executive producer wrote back, "No worries, Todd. We're going to stick with Milton. Maybe we'll use you another time. Thanks." Translation, they were never going to use me for anything again at this television station because we were at the taping time. I had just made their life difficult because I knew more than they did. I called the topic out as bullshit. And they didn't like it. But I'm not going on the air and having someone like you watch me and say, "Why is Todd talking about the Hula Bowl?" That game is relatively meaningless. Nobody cares. And poor Mackenzie Milton. They're just using him to try to get some publicity. He's not going to be drafted. The Hula Bowl's just trying to stay in business somehow. I wrote back the executive producer because I wanted to have the last word. So my last word to the executive producer at 3 p.m. on Thursday, January 13th, after the executive producer said, "Maybe we'll use you another time, thanks," was, "Thank you, I'll be happy to help another time. Milton is in the game to create publicity and sell some tickets. No QB on either roster has an NFL future." I shared my opinion with the executive producer. The NFL draft was just recently held. No quarterback from the Hula Bowl was selected in the entire NFL draft, just as I thought. As a matter of fact, to show you the lack of significance of the Hula Bowl game, no player in the Hula Bowl was selected in the first 184 selections of the NFL draft. None. It took until pick 185 for a participant in the Hula Bowl to have his name called. Good for him. There were a total of 8 starting at pick 185. Pick 192, pick 200, pick 228, 236, 240, 251, and 261. Participated in the Hula Bowl. 8. None in the first 184. None were a quarterback on the Hula Bowl roster. Not Mackenzie Milton. And as of the time of this podcast taping, Milton does not have a deal with any NFL team. Fair to say, probably not all 8 of those players selected from the Hula Bowl will make the final roster for opening day a few months down the road. So again, I opted out of that segment because I simply felt it was a waste of time, like the Hula Bowl. And the only reason it was being brought up was because it was being played in Orlando, and because Milton was in the game. But I was being asked about Milton's NFL future. I'm not going to go on television and say negative things about that young man. So you put me in a no-win situation. So instead of lying, I just asked out of the segment. And I knew when I did that, they'd never ask me to do another segment. And here we are, 4 months later, and they haven't. Even though I was right. I was right about everything. I was right that the topic should have never been brought up. Let's talk about something else. You got nothing here. The game is nothing. They're using Milton. He doesn't have an NFL future. Can we just talk the NFL playoffs? Go to your little magic topic. Nope. The executive producer knew more than me. Or so that executive producer thought. So when I inquired within the last 30 days why I had not been used, the reason given was that that same executive producer said, yeah, we want to use people based in Orlando for this segment. Huh. That wasn't ever brought up before January 13th about me. There's an example of some of the bullshit that people deal with in the media. I've dealt with shit like this my entire adult life. Stuff like this is why I retired from full-time media work 10 years ago. Because I didn't want to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. So that's why I just do little things like this. Some call it freelance, some call it part-time. I do it because I like to do it. But I'm also not going to say or do something that I think is a waste of time. And I'm not going to bullshit people like you who listen to me, who want my real opinion. And I also have ethics. I didn't want to go on Orlando TV and say Mackenzie Milton has no NFL future. I didn't want to do that. Some would say, why are you doing it now? The draft has already been held. I didn't want to do that segment. It was a no-win for me. The executive producer says, we're not using Todd because he doesn't live in Orlando. No, you're not using me because I was right. Because I knew more than you did. Because I have ethics. Because I made you look bad. I'm sorry I inconvenienced you. Because you chose a bad topic. So there's the curtain pulled back. If you're still with me, I appreciate that you heard it out. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and by Brandon Legal Group. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.